Welcome, everyone. Make yourselves comfortable. And when you're ready to allow your eyes to close, keeping a soul in your heart somehow. And then just don't do anything. Just surrender your experience to the silence moment by moment. Feel that the silence is our shrine, our shared shrine. It always is, but when we gather together, it's as if we were knowingly taking our stand or our seat in the shrine. In this silence, and allowing our moment by moment experience to be surrendered, which is always the case, but again, here we do it knowingly, as if it were, and it is actually, a ritual. It is the highest ritual, this sharing of silence and this allowing of experience moment by moment. to begin with, you sort of accompany each thought, each feeling, each sensation into the surrounding presence or silence. You deliver each experience to the silence. Silence being the altar and you being the devotee of this altar. And your experience is the offering. And so you place every thought, every sound, every sensation, every tension, every breath, everything on the altar. Anytime you catch yourself holding on to an experience, a thought, a belief, a contraction, a resistance, soon as you become aware, find the altar. And let the experience go. At some point, it may become clear that this is effortless, that this surrendering of experience at every moment is completely organic. And when or if that is your experience, in that moment, you are the altar. You are the openness, receiving the offering, receiving the sensation, the thought, the sound, the vibration, the energy, the ripple. You can bask as yourself in that moment. Feel yourself as this presence that is borderless. But then you may again find yourself holding a density, a belief, very close, a sense of being a person, a me feeling. And when that happens, it's because we've sort of turned our back to the altar. We're sort of walking out of the shrine. And as soon as you notice that, you have a choice. You can carry on walking out of the shrine, back out into the marketplace, or you can turn around towards this altar, this invisible altar. Feel the call of openness. And let yourself surrender. Whatever was being held for me, as me. And then again, finding yourself as this openness that welcomes the totality of experience. So we're either abiding as ourself, as our deep self, as our shared self, or we are turning back towards ourself, or we are turning away from ourself. Those are, I guess, the three options. But in fact, I think that even when we are turning away from ourselves, seemingly walking out of the shrine, we never go too far. We don't really leave the shrine. We can't leave the shrine. But we can seem to leave the shrine. Or when I say shrine, I mean the connection with this presence. Now let's feel our bodies. Feel your body. The sensation of the body. Be willing to welcome your body fresh. Don't compare, maybe don't hold up a judgment. Don't evaluate, or if you do, that's okay. If you do, then welcome that. But then see if you can come back to the raw, moment by moment flow of sensations and energies and tinglings and densities and temperatures. That is the body when it's welcomed directly. And as you begin to taste the body directly like this, see that what the body truly is, and your direct experience is an unfolding, a kind of flow of intensity, of textures. And that it's somehow flowing, it's not flowing in a void. Just like the sound of this voice as it unfolds, see that it's not unfolding in a void. See that the movement of your inhale and the flow of your exhale is appearing in something. See that the tension in your shoulder, the unpleasantness, the density somewhere in the body, it's bound to be here. See that if it is welcomed, if it is allowed, it unfolds in something. We could say it unfolds in a quality of spaciousness, or we could say it unfolds in a presence. Or we could say it unfolds in you. Just like the sound of this voice, arises, flows, and dissolves in you. It's your experience. Nothing extraordinary about that. So be open to the possibility that it's true of all experience. That all experience rises, unfolds, and dissolves in you. And also be open to the possibility that this you, if it isn't limited to the body, if it isn't limited to the rising, unfolding, and dissolving of what we call the body, if it isn't limited by the coming and going of thoughts, be open to the possibility that it may not be limited. Maybe it isn't limited. You, your very ordinary you, right now, be open. And then again, feeling the body, this very real body, full of shapes and seeming limits, which then equates to I being limited, because I feel I am my body. So we need to investigate that belief. Be open to the possibility, I am not limited to my body. My body expresses me, in me. Just like the clouds express the sky, in the sky. Your body is like a wave in you. It's a you in you. You'll have to rub the you-ness of your body away, but you can relax the habit of feeling it is a limited, separate you. It is a wave you in the ocean you. So having said that, feel your body again, feel its aliveness, feel your hands, palms of your hands, heat touching the space, tingling of the fingers, feel the palms and then feel the tops of your hands. And now let your hands really radiate and expand in the space all around. Merge with the space all around, in fact. Let them go as far as they want. They're no longer hands that look like the anatomy book. They're the hands of energy now. You don't have to manufacture it, but just allow it, as if you were allowing radiant gloves to appear. And feel your pelvis where it is resting. Feel the volume of your pelvis, the kind of substance of your pelvis. Your sits bones, the weight of your body through the sit bones. Feel the texture and the temperature of the chair or the ground. But when I say feel, really I mean wait for it to come to you. Feel your hips. Are they allowed to open up into the earth? Feel your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your heel, your soles, your toes. The heat, the earth, gravity. What does gravity want for my legs, for my arms? Can I trust this natural law? Yes, let your arms flow down through your hands. The earth, your legs too. Feel your spine. Perhaps you can't, so wait a bit. Let it come to you, your spine. Your verticality. Maybe you find the top of your head and gently push a little bit without holding the arms or the legs. They are still flowing down. You push the top of the head a little bit. Down the legs, the pelvis, the arms, up the spine. There is no mechanical body here, just sensation. Now don't push the top of the head. Don't make any effort. Just feel the whole body as a kind of amorphous mass of energy. That is allowed to touch the space all around. Yes, more. It's an amorphous mass of energy that is allowed to surrender and empty itself of its weight. And your breath. Gentle, don't feel you have to do anything. Just feel the caress of the breath. The in-breath, the out-breath. The body, the space, saying yes, yes. Feel your face. I know there are lots of agendas with the body, it's difficult. We go gently. We welcome the layers of tension and of pain. Resistance, we go gently. When a layer comes that's difficult, we go gently. We approach the resistance. We sit by its side. If it's in the shoulder or in the jaw or in the lower back or in the torso, whatever, and I'm sure there are more than one, you just go with your tactile heart. You go sit by its side. You shine your tactile heart on it. And the breath helps. Feel your face, feel the tension in your forehead, in your eyes, in your temples, in your cheeks, in your mouth, in your lips, in your jaw. Not just the tension, the aliveness. The touch of your lips with the space. Just the face, innocent. Let it come to life. The ears. You can even go inside the ears, feel the sensations right at the entrance of the ears, very alive. Your teeth, your gum, tension bubbling up, tasting the space all around the face, a cacophony of sensations. The face like an orchestra before it starts playing the symphony, every instrument to its own tuning each instrument, that kind of cacophony, free and joyful. Let that face be like that. I don't need a face at the moment. Push the top of the head to the ceiling a bit again, so you feel that verticality rise up out of the pelvis. And gently draw your forearms off your lap. Your upper arms are staying close to your torso. Feel your hands. Very liquid. Let the liquid pour into the upper, the lower arms first, through the elbows, through the upper arms, a liquid sensation, and then feel your shoulders being lifted up towards your ears. Very slowly. And now just the right shoulder floating down. Slow, smooth. Down, smooth. Top of the head to the ceiling. Legs into the ground. Left shoulder comes down. You are tasting this smooth ripple. Down, down, down. The breath is allowed. Down more. Notice how the shoulders can't ever get enough of this emptying out. And again, both shoulders floating up. Don't do it, just taste it. Stop right before you create something. You stay right at the edge of creation. Yes, and then both shoulders empty them into the open space. And then the arms come back. And now collapsing the spine, make it round. Rounding the lower back, the middle back, the upper back. But feel more from the sensation. The words are just pointers. Feel the mass that is the body right now, just this amorphous cloud. Penetrating the earth, touching the space all around. Breath is free. Body, I allow you to be as you want, moment by moment. Space between the fingers. And now very slowly, from the pubic bone, a line of energy rising up. It's the sensation first, and then the body follows. Follows this flame of energy, pubic bone, belly, middle torso, heart area, throat, effortless verticality, top of the head to the ceiling. What happened with my hips, with my pelvis, with my legs? Can they still drop into the earth? Shoulders, arms, did I hoist them back up? Pourquoi faire? What for? Now torso like a ghost turning towards the left. Slowly. Ghost-like. Where do the hands rest? How do the arms drop? Where does the head float? Now feel the posture as one global. Place it on the altar. Feel the resistance. Say, hello, resistance, I love you. You're welcome. Whether it be a resistance in the torso, in the heart, behind the eyes, no desire to get rid of it. Just indicate to it that it is surrounded with openness. And now the torso, without you doing it, feel the ripple of it. It's turning towards the right. Don't do it. Be the open space. Ripple, ripple. Hands resting. Shoulders dropping through the hands, penetrating the leg, the earth, top of the head. And then feel the posture. Don't live in it, feel that it lives in you. It expands in you. It does whatever it wants in you. And then the torso comes back. Slow. Slow so that you can purify any attempt from the mover to take control. And the hands, each one on one knee, right hand on the right knee, left hand on the left knee. And now it's the neck and the head that trace a circle. And it's a smooth, even slow ripple. You iron any little quirky, jerky, you transform this sensation into something barely substantial. Nobody doing it. Be the openness. It's the openness that's doing it. So you are doing it in a way. It's not the separate one that's doing it. And now the other way. Nowhere to go, no reason. Just tasting. For the joy of tasting. And now feel the head returning to its place where it can be, where it can dissolve. Let it return. Am I living in the body right now? Just switch. The body lives in me. Just like the sound of Ellen's voice lives in me. Let this body unravel in you. Let it go. Open the body. Open the skin. The pores of the skin. Relaxing. Tasting the space beyond. And again, the spine collapses. Rounding the spine. The lower, the middle, the upper. Feel there's space in the hips. And feel that your legs can hang down vertically in the earth. Your feet are standing 10 meters below. You shake your legs out in the earth. Your thighs can slide away from your torso. Your lower legs can slide away from your thighs. Your feet can slide away from your lower legs. And now the flame of energy from the pubic bone. Feel it before the movement. And then the movement follows a pathway, pubic bone, belly, middle torso, as if taking the space in front with the whole front of the torso. It's effortless. And the top of the head, it may be a little arching between the shoulder blades. Your elbows can move back a little bit, just a gentle arching. And you offer this whole posture to the space all around, this torso merging with the space in front. Yes, and then the torso comes back. Slow. It comes back all by itself. And we're going to come to standing position. Go gently. Eyes are closed. Once you reach the standing position, feet hip width apart. And if you stay sitting, just visualize or feel it with your energy body. But here we are, for most of us, standing. Eyes are closed. No judging. This poor body, let it be. Even if it's unpleasant, it's just a label. Give it a bit of time. Feel your feet, your heels and your soles and your toes and the earth and how she feels under the feet, the texture of your socks, temperature. It's a love affair, the feet and the earth, not a battle. And you establish that with your tactile sense, and then the weight of the pelvis can move down through this pathway of the feet and the earth. Surrender the weight through the feet. And feel your pelvis. How does it want to sit? And feel your torso. And just ask your spine how it wants to be. Make sure the weight is allowed to flow down again through the legs. And what about the breath? Can she move? Yes, I know there might be some unpleasantness, but that's just a label. Arms, tips of the hands, tips of the fingers dropping to the floor. And the back of the neck, licking the space behind. And slowly shift the weight to the left. And feel the left foot. Has it started fighting the earth, or is it still friendly? And can the weight of the left side of the body pour down into the earth like wet sand? And then very slowly shifting, very slowly, don't do it, let it happen. Shifting as if a big volume of water was moving from left to right. And that foot, the right foot, the earth, the weight moving through the articulations of the hips, of the knee, of the ankle. And again, moving to the left, don't do it. Just taste the intensity. No reason here, just a ritual of allowing in our shared presence. Left pillar on the left side of the body is a pillar. Is there space in the ankle and the knee and the hip so that the weight and the energy can move now to the right side slowly? The rest of the body is not dead. Top of the head, back of the neck. Yes, now slowly let the weight choose how, where. Your face, your breath. Feel your right hand, your right arm, and let your right arm just float up, weightless, all the way up. Light as a feather, touching the ceiling with your fingertips. Weight is traveling down through the legs, arm, left arm, resting in the left arm, resting in the right arm, and now the right arm opening, carving the space to the right, big, long, caress the wall, and all the way down with the right arm, slow though, slow. Left arm, floating up, weightless. Fingertips pushing the ceiling. Left arm, long, flexible, arm of energy. It's going through the ceiling, touching the clouds. Yes, and now carving the space to the left. Don't do it. You just feel it. It's an arm of energy coming down. And now both arms floating up. Light. Palms face one another. Ball of energy between the palms. Torso turned towards the left. Your attention and your tactile attention between the palms. Feel the ball of energy. Just a ball of energy. Torso turns towards the right. Palms of the hands, ball of energy. Breath is free. Torso back to the center. And then let the ball of energy begin to expand, and then it contracts as the palms move back, and then it expands, and then you just allow this to gently bring your arms all the way back down, right and left. Make sure the body needs to move, you give it the movement it needs. And then back to stillness with the body. Now slowly feel the space in front of the torso, and now the torso moves into the space in front slowly. Maybe the arms first, at the top of the head. Torso coming down into the space in front. Don't do it, just pour the body down. And if the knees need to be bent, that's perfect. Letting the head go, letting the back go, letting the breath go. And then slowly a big beach ball under the torso inflating, and the torso is lifted up. It's lifted up vertebrae by vertebrae, and you just have to taste. That's all that is required here. Last thing to float up is the head. And the arms are floating up to the ceiling, weightless, easy, flying all the way up. Long arms. Palms facing, clasping the hands together, index to the ceiling and thumbs pointing back. And then the torso to the left. Gentle, so you don't create that body of mechanics. It's just sensation. Torso to the right, don't do it. If there's resistance or tension in the shoulders, that's just sensation. You let it radiate out into the openness. And the torso comes back in front, unclasping the hands, and they carve the space right and left, big wings. Coming back down, arms of energy, arms of sensations, and now the head, the chin towards the torso, and the torso beginning to pour itself into the space in front. Arms first, knees can bend, breath is free. Let it go. Let the torso go. Let the head go. Let the teeth go. Let the hair go. I don't live in the body. The body sings in me. The earth, the space, and the body fill the big beach ball, beginning to inflate. And as it inflates, it carries the torso back up. What's happening with the feet? Are they fighting the earth? Is it still a friendship? Feet, earth, skin, space, clothes. Face, yes. Now just gently give the body over to the movement that may want to unfold. There's no right or wrong, the eyes are closed, and our bodies, they just like to move, it's natural, so just listen for the movement. See if the feet would like to move apart, the arms, the hands, the shoulders, the face, the hips, the breath. Give your body a chance to move freely in a feeling of openness and spaciousness. Just exploring. And if you want, you can feel this body is like a, it's like a plant in water, so that the the currents of warm water moving the body in unpredictable ways. And it might be fast, it might be slow, it might be graceful, it might be jerky, it might be contorted, it might be whatever happens moment by moment. Trust it. Trust your inner feeling and maybe even your inner emotion of the moment that might be the impetus for the dance. But no thinking, just a raw feeling. Feel the dance is not originating from the separate body, it's originating from the center of the universe. And it's intimately connected with the earth, with the space, with the textures and the temperatures and the breath. Yes. If you're a little bit inhibited or you don't know, don't trust that. Feel that you do know. Deep inside yourself, you know exactly how this is. Just a matter of remembering. But it's not up in the headquarters of the thinking that you will find the threshold. Find it in your fingertips or in your pelvis or in your belly, in that part that is less civilized. And once the movement has arisen, recapture that sense that I don't live in a limited body. This body is just this spontaneous creation, moment by moment, that arises in me. Play with that. And then maybe the next moment, this body is me, and I am. Shaping myself as this body, and you play with that. But you don't think too much. But if there is a feeling that you've been carrying around for a bit too long, this is a moment where you might summon it up and ask it what its dance may be. And usually those feelings that we carry for a bit too long are not necessarily the prettiest of feelings. So that means the dance may be a bit less pretty than we might like. So trust that if that is the case. Get your feet and your legs involved with the feeling at hand that needs out. That feeling would like your whole body, even maybe your sounds, even maybe your claws. And then there's a moment where the wave has passed, you know, there's a lull and you trust the lull. And in fact, because time is limited, just gently, gently, find the natural organic way back to a place of stillness, but trusting perhaps a gesture. As you face the altar, as the body is in the altar, or as you, the body, face the altar, what is the final gesture? And there might be one, and then another, and then another. And then somehow, in your own way, find a way back to sitting. And let the energies continue to disperse into the openness. No need to wrap ourselves back into a shell of a body. Our organic shape, each one of us will be available to us, is available to us, but we don't have to manufacture it. Maybe sometimes after we allow this free expression, it's important to sit quietly in perfect stillness and allow the energies to reorchestrate themselves naturally. So no need to intervene. I am the openness, allowing this body to find its connection, its right relationship with its true habitat, which is the openness all around, the friendliness all around. And then let the body be and feel yourself as the openness. Orbit the body. Orbit the sound of Ellen's voice. Orbit whatever experience is present. Give yourself a... Launch yourself out into the openness. The borderlessness. Anytime you land back on an experience, you just take off again in your spaceship. Give yourself permission to stay in orbit for a while. There's no danger. It's infinitely safe. And if you get caught again into the magnetic pull of an experience in the body, you just land and give it a bit of your attention, and then off you go again. And when you're orbiting, you just contemplate and welcome the totality of your experience. Yes, and don't do anything. And then just gently land back into this shrine. We open our eyes when we're ready. Take your time. We land back, but we don't lose sight of the open space. Go gently, hi. Nice to see you all. Some of you haven't been around for a while. Hi, Emma Jane. Nice to see you. Is anybody new? Maybe somebody's new. Marlene, you've been before, right? Yeah, I think you've been before. Okay, we've got 20 minutes and we're landing a bit abruptly, right? But hey, we can do it. We're used to it. So feel free to share or speak or ask whatever, if ever you want to. Just wave or you, okay. Was that a hand, Kathleen? No. Okay, Sean, see you later. Aisha, go ahead.
What I just experienced, and I experienced
That's fine. Thank you. Yeah, we can hear you. Speak up.
What I just experienced is that I'm not this body. That this body is an experience in me, and I was immensely big, and I cannot describe it. And it is the first time I really experienced that I am this body is an experience with all its sensations. And I have two questions about it. The first question is, it was a moment, a fraction. How can I integrate that in my daily life? And the second question is, the most difficult part is I can surrender the feelings, and I can surrender what I feel and my thoughts. But the most difficult part is to surrender the physical discomfort of the body.
Yes.
Do you have some advices or tips for that?
So the first question, how do I integrate this feeling understanding that the body is in me, that I am this borderlessness? By what I would suggest, it's Aisha, right? I suggest coming back, first of all, or going to whatever this kind of exploration. And in a way, I suggest that whenever you feel invited to, just perceive the body in line with this understanding that you've had. Just when you're, I don't know, what you're, you know, at home sitting, cooking, and you have a moment where you feel drawn, and you just say to yourself, I am not in the body is in me. And then you just wait and see and explore and the more you, because that is, you're realigning how you perceive the body with what you know to be true. But because the habits are so strong the opposite, right? So we just have to, out of devotion and love for the truth, not out of a missionary desire for things to change, because that would be just coming from, in a way, from more of the same. So when you feel like this desire for truth at the level of feeling, then you just remind yourself what you've learned here on a tactile level and go there. Just go there in small ways, in this way, this I don't live in the body, the body lives in me. It can be a very powerful little thing, or feeling your whole body and then allowing it to expand into the space all around, or letting go of the weight, things like that. So that's for the first question. And for the second question, with the physical discomfort, again, sometimes you need to shift the body because we're doing something that's just not quite right for your body. So that's one thing, is that sometimes a physical pain is saying, this is not working for me. And the body has this intelligence, so you honor the body. However, if the physical pain is okay, but it's more of a psychological, I can't stand this sensation, I don't like it, it's so unpleasant. Here, the invitation would be to stay a little bit. Take the label away, the label unpleasant, can't bear it, needs to go away, not okay. Take it away and stay a bit with this sensation, gently allowing it to really come to life, following the directions. Sometimes we feel a lot of unpleasantness, for example standing, because actually the weight of the body is being held and the articulations of the body are stiff, and it takes time to begin to allow the body to reorchestrate, to understand, to feel the connection with the earth and the space. So again, no magic answer, but You have to explore and
Patience, patience, and love.
absolutely patience and love, exactly. And
Thank
going
you.
there, you know, going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And just one last thing, Aisha, that sometimes during the session it's unbearable, but after you leave, you realize that these unbearable layers were being allowed because they were being felt, and that then at the end of the session it feels there's a quality of more open, more so. Don't feel that when it's really unpleasant, it means that you're failing. It might mean that you're welcoming.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Sophia?
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So this is a perfect follow-up to the last conversation. Doing the meditation, so it had nothing to do with the meditation, but with my other experience, I had several triggers, several things that were really challenging and are still a bit challenging, like psychosomatic situations. And and I felt like I have no other way now than just to be with your guidance. And it was almost as if it was perfectly tailored to what I needed to hear to stay. And it was quite intense. And I think it's in some way or the other, it was one situation I felt like it's the very first time that I fully allowed it, how it unfolded. And this was a very nice, so it was not at all pleasant, but then it turned into a very nice recognition that it kind of helped me even to really feel this is just going on and I am contemplating it, so to speak. And
I,
this
I saw,
changed.
I, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, and this changed then. Even to a point in the meditation where I felt, oh, it's so pleasant, I don't want even to stand up, so something like that. So it's very rapidly kind of changed into a very deep meditation, kind of, as if it was this psychosomatic things, sensations, there were an entry.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Sometimes the resistance is really the threshold, the place that you feel like I can't bear this. No, I can't. And the agitation and the resistance and the thinking and it's really hell. and yet you somehow, something in you allows, some miracle allows you to remain, to stay, to follow the guidance. And you are going through a threshold. Something is being transmuted, you know. I can't put it into words really, but you did a very nice job, and and it's such an alive process, such an alive process.
Yeah, that's true.
And I believe very deeply that the going through and not bypassing these moments, these layers, has a deep effect on our feeling, understanding, and our understanding of life, even that. The fact that we stay during these yoga meditations, that we stay in the presence of such intense unpleasantness or resistance, it's such a teaching, you know? It's just a touch of teaching that, I don't know.
Yeah, really fascinating.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Sophia.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if I'm going ahead in line here, but can I ask it?
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just want to follow up on what you were talking about now, Sophia, because this is also for me. I just want to say first, Ellen, this is exactly where I am right now, and I'm very grateful that you are here with me where I am right now. but it's the universe delivering, I guess. But also a session like this, I go through the whole spectrum from almost the whole body just in spasm, in rejection and reaction. And then when I'm there, of course, these sensations and the mind says that, okay, this is hell and this is going to last forever and you're going nowhere with this. And then 10 minutes later, it's just gone and forgotten. And it's the, the fluidity of it is so clear then that the sensations just say that everything is shit and it's going to be like that forever. And then it's forgotten. Yeah. So
exactly.
It's a beautiful experience when you see that.
Sorry that the meditation elicited so much shit today.
No,
I guess it's good. But you know, I know you were at Eric Barret's this weekend. Eric Barret, for all of you, is another beautiful teacher in the Kashmir tradition, and I learned from him because sometimes you stay for hours with Eric, hours and hours in a very minimal posture, and it can elicit a lot of resistance. And then, as you just described, it's just a kind of, almost like you feel like something has been burnt, you know, simply because it has been allowed and listened to, and the layer of thinking, the layer of judging, the layer of resisting, all these layers that constitute the separate self are having a chance to surface. And it takes time, and it takes a quality of spaciousness for the separate self to burn in hell.
Yes. You are a part of me's worst enemy here. but really.
Thank you. I take it as a compliment. Yes
it is completely.
Thank you, so Eric. Much. Thank you.
Hi, Ellen. I can speak if everybody can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you, Emma.
Yeah, hi everyone. Nice to see you all again. I haven't been here in a while, Ellen. We had like a huge family shift that happened. Nothing negative, but very intense. So my spiritual practice has been the kids.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well done.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I took part in was it's kind of in the zeitgeist at the moment, but a trauma workshop that went on for over a month on and off.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that because it's kind of what others have brought up a little is what I witnessed at some point during the workshop was people were talking a lot about working with psilocybin and different psychedelics, and we got to see some videos of people who were in therapy, in psychedelic therapy, who had experienced trauma. And I just made the connection during these workshops that often when we do the free movement, the dance, I could recognize what's happening in that free movement is a lot of layers of just subconscious released. And I could see similar things happening in the bodies of the people who are in sessions.
Yeah.
So I hadn't ever seen it before, but it's these layers. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
That get imprinted in the body.
I thank you for saying that. I think the free movement, it takes time because we're so inhibited. That's why when we take psychedelics, it's such a help because it kind of, you know, it just bypasses that little headquarter thing. So I think, you know, when we do it here, there are more layers of, but I think it's true that the more we do it, the more we access this trust in letting go, expressing, trusting, you know, this, this intelligence of the body, that it does unwind through movement, through shaping, through, I don't know, I can't speak about it very well, but yeah. I'm sure there's, I know, I feel very strongly that it's a legitimate way to return the body to its source, but also to honor the intelligence.
Yes.
And not just of healing, but the intelligence of expression in a way.
Yeah.
The intelligence of the now, the intelligence of the creativity in the now, you know, just raw intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And it is, it's very organic. As you said, yeah. It's a natural.
Yes.
It's what wants to happen.
Yes.
So that we can reach like higher states.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear more. Maybe we'll be in touch. It's really nice to see you again, Emma Jane. Thank you for speaking.
Thank you, Ellen.
I'm afraid time is limited, and Holly, do you want to say something? Yeah?
Yeah, sorry. This could have easily been said on the chat, but Emma, that sounds really, really cool, and I'm actually really interested in psychedelic research coming from a music therapist. I think there are a lot of parallels. Is there any chance that we could talk at some point?
Send her a little message.
Yeah, I'll send you a message.
That's nice, though. I just want to mention, actually, in talking about trauma and psychedelics, that Science and Non-Duality have just made a film called The Wisdom of Trauma, which around a man called Gabor Mate, who's done a lot of writing around trauma. And so they've done this really quite amazing film, impressive film. But around the releasing of the film, they had a whole week of conversations to do with trauma that was so beautiful and interesting. And I don't know if, I think at some point they'll be releasing them, but I really recommend some of them. It was a really, really good gathering. So, Coco, 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 Coco.
Hi.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi, everyone. This relates somehow, but I can't really say how, but I heard recently that makes perfect sense, that the word silent and listen have the same letters, and just to listen to the silence in everything, and I don't know, it's so powerful for me in a way that, not to make some meaning in something, but everything, you know, just to listen underneath, I guess.
Yes.
Without an agenda, but really, you know, not even a, like, be still and listen, just listen, you know? So, because I know that sometimes, like, on the outside, I can seem really unfocused, and I feel that way, too, but, and you know what, though? I don't even care anymore so much, because it really, like, I think the older I get, anyway, I'll speak for myself, just, man, I don't know, like, what am I listening to, really? You know, what is it that's really speaking to me? What is it that I'm letting into my system? So...
That's lovely, Corinne.
So here's this. This is a lovely poem, I think, and it's called Everything. If you get quiet enough, you will hear that everything is speaking. Set me down, whispers mountain. I was never meant to be carried. Lean every ruined and ravaged bit of you against me. Notice how held you are. Are not alone. Forest with all its scorched and fallen trees says, sweetheart, it's all right. It is all right. Sometimes the mess has to be burned to the ground to let the grand and glorious grow. Let it burn. Giant cottonwood calls, come, rest in the shelter of my arms, hear these words, you are a wonder. Whatever terrible thing has happened to you does not need to keep happening. You are worlds stronger than your wounds. A pause in the middle of the day says, remember, remember, darling, you are not the broken bits in the burn pile, but the one who sees the wreckage and says, I am still here. Get quiet enough, and you will hear that everything is speaking. Set it down. Let it burn. Write the first word of your new story. Make it your very own.
Who wrote that?
Sorry, that is by a wonderful woman whose name is... Her name is... Her beautiful name is Julia Fehrenbacher. Yeah.
That was lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Coco. And what you said before was perfect. Anyway, guys, you are all perfect. It's all perfect. Thank you for coming. Thank you. I'm sick of these online meetings, by the way. I'm gonna be organizing live events. Will you all come? All right. You can unmute yourselves if you want to say bye or shout out or. It's all too quickly. Like when Corinne says her poem, I feel like it's like right at the end. And Corinne, I just feel like I'm always maiming or like saying that was amazing, and then we have to go. And I resent that. Jesus Christ. I want time. I wish now we could all go have a meal together or a walk or something. Anyway, but we can't. Take care, everyone. See you again maybe soon. Bye, Dawn. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Alice.
And hi. Thank you.
Bye, Maria
Rosa.
Thank
you, Corinne.
Hey, Doaleo.
Bye-bye. Bye, Marley.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye, Canon and Sandra and Kathleen and Eugene and Nadia. Bye-bye. Sandra. Hi, Sandra. And Claire. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thank you.
Hilka. Bye, Hilka.
Bye-bye.